It is the Naked Scientist, Dr. Chris and Dr. Helen. We are talking about cloning technology. In a short while, we'll be talking to Ian Wilmot, who is the person who invented the concept of cloning sheep. He created Dolly the Clone Sheep, and we'll be talking to him about the implications of cloning. And we'll also be taking a trip to the Manchester Science Festival, which has been running this week, where we were all up there, and at Piccadilly train station, in fact, on Wednesday morning. But before then, I have a couple of questions, including this one for you, Helen. This says, Dear Naked Scientist, this is from Melissa, and she says, I love your podcast. I listen to it while I'm in the lab. I've got a question. Why don't fish get lost in the ocean?
That's a great question. Of course, fish have got all sorts of senses they use at different stages of their life to make sure that they know where they are. They can smell, they can hear, we think they may even have magnetic ability to sense magnetic fields. One thing that a study has been done is shown that how on a coral reef do fishes know where to go? And that you think that because they form eggs that drift through the water column and little larvae, they should all be mixed up and that there should be no genetic similarity on a reef compared to one next door. But actually, looking at the genetics, there are really small clusters of fish that don't seem to swap between reefs. And why is that? And how do the tiny, tiny little fish know to come back? So they did an experiment with this, and they actually made little piles of artificial reef by kind of piling up a bit of dead coral. And they actually played the noise of coral reefs. Because have you ever been diving? You've dived, haven't you, Chris?
Oh, it's fantastic, yes. I went diving in the Cook Islands.
What's one thing about the oral, auditory sensation?
Yeah, you can hear fish eating coral.
It's an incredibly noisy place.
It's noisy.
And there's little creatures called snapping shrimp, which live within the sort of three-dimensional structure of a reef, and they make this incredible crackling noise. It's incredible, it's just all the time. Anyway, so they played these noises in these lumps of coral, and some that didn't have that noise. And they basically found that the tiny little larvae fish recruited, if you like, they went to the ones that were playing noises, rather than the ones that weren't playing noises. So we know that they're actually tuning in. They're hearing in the reefs, and that's how they get there. We know that there's other studies showing that they can smell similar fish, and we think one reason why things like salmon know which river to come back to after they've made their huge migration out to sea and they come back to the same river. We think that might be about smell. So there's all different ways that fish don't get lost, and they are pretty good at it, I have to say. It's pretty amazing the things they can do, the places they can go.
So was the headline when they wrote that story up, "There's no place like home"? Then
they might have done, but that would be dreadful.